Welcome to the Living Nativity, a reenactment of the story of the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, presented by Crossroads Community Church. Hi, I'm Pastor Bob Willis, and I want to thank you so much for taking the time to share in this wonderful event, which depicts the story of Jesus' birth as told in the Bible. Please be patient. We realize the wait can be long, but we're doing everything possible to make sure things move along steadily. As you approach the entrance to our property, you'll come to our welcome table where you receive a program that explains the scenes which are part of the Christmas story. You'll also receive a census envelope, since you've now become a character in the story and all the travelers to Bethlehem were headed there because Caesar required a census to be taken. So please take time to fill out the envelope, which will give us a record of your visit. We'll collect it as you exit. Please note that Nativity is our gift to you, so there's no charge. However, if you'd like to make a donation, you can use that envelope as well. Thank you so much. As you move forward to the parking lot, please turn off your headlights and proceed with caution. You'll get to meet other travelers on foot in Bethlehem, so please be careful and roll your windows down to hear the hustle and bustle of life that holy night in Bethlehem. By the way, if you have the need for restroom facilities, you'll find a Spot-A-Pot in the corner of our parking lot closest to 12 Stones Road. As you exit, you'll receive a bag with more information about Crossroads, as well as some delicious homemade cookies. Our friendly folks will be there to answer any questions you may have or share more of what it means to be a Christ follower. If you have the need for prayer, you can mark that on your envelopes. And we also have a prayer stop where you can talk with our counselors who are ready to pray for you. That's near the exit. Thanks again for joining us for our Living Nativity. I pray that you'll be wonderfully blessed as you experience once again the story of the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Hi, this is Robert Bupp. My wife Laura and I have been members of Crossroads for about 5 years, and I love Christmas, don't you? Christmas is a big deal, and we put a lot of energy into celebrating the season, and you probably do too. Shopping starts full speed right after Thanksgiving. We put up a tree, decorate the house with lights, plan and serve at least 2 Christmas feasts, travel to family, have family travel to us, parties at home, parties at work. It occupies almost every free time slot starting from Thanksgiving. But I sometimes find that I end up paying more attention to all the different forms of celebration than I do to the reason for the celebration, the birth of Jesus. And that is a big deal. It's such a big deal that most of the world's calendars mark years since that event. And this is what I like so much about participating in this Living Nativity. It's a great opportunity for me to push past the hustle and bustle, past the din of the celebration activities, and turn my full attention to the exciting reality of the birth of Christ. Real people in a crowded and bustling suburb of Jerusalem, likely none too happy about their tax situation, into which is quietly born the Savior of all mankind. For me, that refocusing is very satisfying and fulfilling and peaceful. From my family to yours, we're so glad you're with us today, and we wish you a very Merry Christmas. I hope you'll enjoy this Living Nativity as much as we enjoy bringing it to you.
My name is Karen Hamilton. I'm one of the original members that started up Crossroads Community Church. So it's pretty important to me because we want to introduce people to Jesus so they can have salvation.
Well, I'm Neil Hamilton. I'm an elder and a trustee at Crossroads. And I've got 72 Christmases, 26 Crossroads anniversaries, 12 nativities in my repertoire.
The nativity means it's the foundation of our belief. Because what would happen if we didn't have Jesus? We wouldn't have salvation. We wouldn't have forgiveness of our sins. We wouldn't have eternal life with God. So Jesus is the key point to our salvation. He has to be here. He has to come here as a child, experience life here, talk to us, show us the way, and then die and sacrifice himself for us. Because without that, we are lost. So it's important that everyone understands he is the foundation of our faith.
And to me, the living nativity means like it's a physical adaptation of the birth of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ literally was born, lived his life, spread like all the messages, and then he was like beaten and died. He literally died for our sins. It's just supernatural. It's like hard to comprehend. Why would God do this? And like, he sent him so he would die for our sins. Learning that he was like born into the world as one of us, so he like understands our emotions, he understands our anger, our frustration, our sadness, and he understands how it feels, and yet he still remained so perfect, and he died for our imperfectness. It's just so important. It's beautiful.
Hi, my name is Nathan, and being on the shyer side, I'm not usually one to get in line for any type of performance. But here at Crossroads Community Church, this living nativity represents something that is so vitally important for all people that it's an honor to be a part of it. Over the years, I have slowly become more involved. It started just with the construction of the town of Bethlehem that you'll see. I worked my way up to being a traveler, walking up and down the streets to holding a donkey. And this year I'll be in another role. And so it's just a true honor to share this story because it's the story of Jesus and the greatest love. Jesus is real. He came as a babe in a manger, but he was fully God at the same time that he was fully man. And he did what no one else could. He lived a perfect life and died as a perfect sacrifice to make a way for us where there was no other way to be with God. God is perfect and I am not. It's people, we are not perfect. And so there's nothing I can do. There's nothing any of us can do. So it had to be Jesus and he had to come the way that he did, and he had to die the way that he died. It's a tough story, it's a very hard story, but it's a story of love, the ultimate love. It's my hope and prayer that you know that tonight, whether you know Jesus or you're new to Jesus and you're just kind of thinking about him, who is he? I pray that this inspires you to pursue that. The most important question anyone can ask you is, who is Jesus to you? For me, Jesus is my Savior.
Hello again, it's Pastor Bob. Just want to tell you a little more about Crossroads Church. Crossroads started with four families in 1998 with the purpose of transforming our world one person at a time, to glorify God by connecting people to Jesus Christ and His family and leading them to become His fully devoted followers. We transformed C. Milne Wright High School into a place of worship for 22 years. We worshiped together, grew as a church family together. Like any growing family, though, we needed our own space. We prayed diligently, searched for property for a long time, which led us to this site, which you're driving on tonight. We broke ground in June of 2019, and after many months and a COVID pandemic, we began worshiping and ministering at this location, actually on Christmas Eve 2020. It's hard to see with the town of Bethlehem in front of it, but our main facility houses our sanctuary that doubles as a high school basketball court, and we have sports fields, walking trails, and a community garden, all behind the Nativity and all for the glory of God. It's obvious we're part of something much bigger than buying land and building a facility on it. We know we couldn't have gotten this far without the miraculous hand of God. That's why the road servicing the land is called 12 Stones Road. When the children of Israel crossed the Jordan River, they built an altar of 12 stones as a memorial to God's miraculous work. And thus the road is aptly named because of the miracles He has performed to get us this far. Of course, the biggest miracle we can ever talk about is the new life that comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If you've never come to that point in your life, you'll receive material when you exit to help guide you. Of course, you can always contact us for any question you may have. God bless you for coming tonight, and please plan on returning and worshiping with us any Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m.
So my name is Leah. I was looking for a community when I found Crossroads, a church community, because we didn't really have it. So I was looking for something where I could get to know people, form relationships. I was looking for people that my kids could form relationships with, godly men that they could have in their lives, you know, like a role model kind of thing. So we definitely found that. Pretty much immediately, as soon as we came, you know, people were showing us love, just always asking about us, how we were doing, inviting us to things. I mean, we felt the love from day one, as soon as we walked in the door. And to me, the Living Nativity is a way for us to remember that God came here as a baby. It's hard to wrap your head around a God to begin with, but then when you factor in that it's a personal God who loves each one of us and is completely invested in each one of us, I mean, that's just mind-blowing. But that is the God that we have. He loves all of us. The Bible tells us that He knows the number of every hair on our head, everything that we were gonna do before we ever did it, every choice we would make, every word we would speak, He knows all of it. So I think it's important to just realize that this God is real and He loves all of us and He loves you. God gave His Son for us. He sent Him here. He made the ultimate sacrifice as a father, you know? So are we making the ultimate sacrifice as the recipients of that gift? Like, are we giving God everything that we have, everything in our lives?
Welcome to our Living Nativity. I'm Jenny Bullis, the program director at Crossroads Community Church, and I'm also the drama teacher at C. Milne Wright High School. We at Crossroads have always had a love for incorporating drama in our worship time. Our children's musicals, we have slice of life sketches during our morning worship services, and our Christmas Eve monologues and Easter sunrise services all have been very well received. When God provided this property, one of our very first thoughts was to see the possibility for this type of event, but it took a few years. So when God brought several folks together who wanted to share the true meaning of Christmas with our community, I was excited to join in helping create this event. Our congregation has been energized in making it happen. I tell my drama students, all drama is story. Every good sketch has a beginning, middle, and end. It has a plot. So here we get to present the greatest story ever told in a manner that shows the reality of it. We often lose sight of the fact that people in the Bible were real. They lived, married, went to jobs. They had good days, they had bad days. They had babies at inconvenient times. They paid their taxes and died. And just like we do, all these things. So, to tell this wonderful story in an authentic way definitely brings it to life. How Jesus, God's Son, came in the form of a baby to live a perfect life and provide a way through his death and resurrection to give us eternal life. It has been my joy to work with creating the stations and writing the scripts that the characters share. It isn't perfect, but we hope that it creates the atmosphere of love and joy, because when Christ was born in Bethlehem, he brought love and joy to you and me. And that is what Christmas is all about.